Conflicts between deer and dogs, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Homeowners sometimes report encounters between mule deer does and pet dogs that have resulted in the pets requiring veterinary attention. Here with more is Fish and Game official Brian Pearson.
We had a couple of run-ins between domestic dogs and deer, and unfortunately in both incidents the pet dogs had injuries due to the encounters that required some veterinary attention. And it's important for folks to remember this time of year that animals are caring for their young, and that includes mule deer, and they will act defensively when approached by dogs and people, especially if there are fawns in the picture. While we can't really control the behavior of wild animals, there's a lot that we as humans can do to reduce the risk of having these encounters. So our biologists and our conservation officers recommend giving animals their space, staying about 25 yards away or more. Remember that just like we're protective of our kids, wildlife moms are protective of theirs. So it's pretty safe to assume that every deer or moose has a fawn or a calf nearby, even if you don't see it. Maintain close control of your dogs. That might mean keeping them inside your home or in a kennel and leashing them when you're outside. Remember that deer are more active in the morning and early evening, so plan your activities around those patterns. Check your yard for deer and other wildlife before letting your pets outside.
And Brian says never feed deer. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.